Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Esther did a quick interview with Doc Bean of the Watchman.fm, and he's been going through some hard times. And, well, quite frankly, I had to be there to support him. So I'm just going to actually play that for y'all now.
Doing all right, man. I'm a little amazed that all this has happened. Looks like Patriots that were supposed to be Patriots set me up so they could steal my network. That's kind of what happened. They didn't succeed in what they were doing, but they did succeed in breaking my family up. Apparently reports from New Mexico and Texas were good enough to get DHS to come out to my house and take my kid away. So I'm dealing with a lot of stuff right now, but things are looking okay, a little bit okay. You know, a lot of folks know I was having interferon treatment, and I had an acute reaction to it. Everything is in limbo for me right now, right? I think they expected me to make a big deal out of it all over the internet and radio and everything, and I haven't done that yet. And I don't mind doing it, right? It's one of those kind of things where the Colt Reynolds from Southwest Shooting Authority decided that he was going to have me arrested somehow so they could get the network. So they called from New Mexico and Eric Lovely from Durango, Colorado, and got DHS to come to my house to take away my child. You know, when they came to my house, I sent them off. Well, they said that I said it would be a Waco if they came back. So they had me arrested. So that's kind of how that works. That's what I'm facing right now.
In all fairness, Doc, you did,
I'll be fixing it.
You did threaten a Waco. I was just going to ask you, Doc, tell us more about how your radio station has been sabotaged and stolen away, and who's responsible?
Well, who's responsible is Bobby from Just Measures, John Galt, and Cope Reynolds. They got together, I guess, and decided that because of the interferon treatment I was undergoing, they thought since I wouldn't give up my spot to Bobby, that they would deal with it. So they came up with some kind of plan where they would send DHS out to my house, take my kid first. So,
Hold on, are you saying that the radio show hosts on your network on The Watchman actually called CPS to come and take your kids away so that they could get the radio station?
That's what happened. They decided that they didn't like the side effects that I was having, and there are many. Interferon treatment, the most common side effect is suicide or homicide, is the most common side effect. And that's if it's in combination with certain other medications. Well, these other medications on the list, my doctor never checked. And as it turns out, I was on two medications that said if you take these with interferon, they will kill you. And had they not stopped my medical treatment when they did, if I had done it for four more weeks, I would be dead right now. One of the side effects is memory loss. The most common one would be suicide or homicide ideation, homicidal tendencies, aggressiveness, things like that. And the person that's having these doesn't know. There's no way they can know. If somebody told them what's going on, there's no way I'm going to know, you know. So, yeah. And what they did is they said, this is our chance. You know, this is our chance. We can take the network away. Yeah, and it's pretty dirty, right? I mean, because obviously these people were supposed to be my friends, and they're not. So that's kind of how that is, right? I think the Patriot movement doomed. That's what I think.
I think that it happens a lot, and good people who stick together are very hard to come by, I've found. And this is true of any nation. Good people are very hard to come by because it's when you've got nothing and you're having things taken from you that the people who really have nothing to gain by it come in to support you. And, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I'm here to support you, Doc, and I won't freaking stand by and allow good people to basically be ripped off, you know? An attack on one is an attack on all of us. And if we don't stand up for each other, then I think you are right, absolutely, that the Patriot movement is doomed.
And you know, it all started because they disagreed with the politics of my web guy. And I wouldn't stifle his freedom of speech, okay? They brought a problem to me, and at least it was a problem to them. about my web guy's attitude, and his name is North Powell, and I don't know if you know him or not, but they had a disagreement with him, and I looked into his the information he posted on our site, and it was a best-selling novel that he posted. And so I defended his right to freedom of speech, and that kind of started everything off. When I defended his right to freedom of speech, they decided that they would come after me. So basically, I don't know whether these guys have some kind of agenda other than stealing the network. I'm not sure. But I do know this, that if John Galt or Bobby from Just Measures Radio ever had control of politics in America, there would be no freedom of speech because they're against it. And to me, you can't be for freedom and against freedom of speech. To me, you must have some other agenda. And that's kind of how it went, right? That's kind of how things went, because I defended North Powell. I became the bad guy. I'm just amazed that DHS would take a complaint from New Mexico, another one from Texas, and one from Durango, from people that have never been to my house ever in their life, couldn't possibly know what was going on because the closest one to me is four states away in Colorado. I'm just astounded that they would come at all to mess with me. So when they came, I saw them and I told them, hey, you know, you need to get off my property because you have no reason to be here. I knew ahead of time what they had done because one of them was bragging about it. So I told them, I said, you took out-of-state complaints, came to my house, take my kid away. Now, you know, we know that's the policy they're using to shut people up. It's pretty effective when all you've got in your life is your little girl. They came to my house under the pretenses of drug use. And, of course, after two UAs and searching the property, it became very apparent very quickly that none of that was true. Well, that was the criteria they used to come. So if none of that's true, then why are they still messing with me? And that's kind of the case we've got, right? I've got to jump through all these hoops. I've got to do everything just right, or I'll never see my little girl again. I'm a terminal patient, so I don't have very much longer to live, maybe 5, maybe 8 years at the most. And so every day that's robbed from me may equal months for someone else or something of that nature. But every day they rob from me is, you know, because of the shortened lifespan that I have to deal with, means a lot more. And to base it on false pretenses, to base it on drug use that wasn't happening, to base it on those kinds of things is completely out of line. This should have been over with the moment they got UAs from both of us and they were clean. And they've had those for a while now. So I'm not exactly sure when this is going to be dealt with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I suppose in the meantime, what basically happens is they try to keep as much stress on you as humanly possible so as to destroy you. That's the thing. 90% of all illness is caused by stress. And so what they're doing is they're trying to stress out a sick man by making him jump all these hoops, taking his kids. It's like basically as if you were a victim of the mafia. The medical mafia, the social parasite patriot mafia. That's what's going on here. People need to realize that this kind of element does exist in our society, and it's attacking good people left, right, and center.
And the thing you have to be most careful of is who you're around. Apparently, I'm about the fourth person this guy, Cope Reynolds, from Southwest Shooting Authority, has set up. And so you've got these people in the movement, right, that just are there waiting to turn you into the authorities. Even if it isn't true or not, that's what this guy did. So, but they're taking our kids, and when they take our kids,
what
parent isn't going to do whatever they can to get their kid back? You know, I'm sure they thought that I was going to make this a giant media splash and all these kinds of things, and that just hasn't been the case. And they've got a little jail cell set up for me out here, right? I'm in a motel room. They're following me everywhere I go. And, you know, they're just waiting, right? And every little thing that happens, they're just waiting. They just think that, I don't know, maybe they've got a Timothy McVeigh here or something or not. And that's just simply not the case. Even though that I'm out here, I'm separated from my family. I'm not allowed to see my daughter yet. I'm not allowed to see, I can be with my wife, but my wife has to find somewhere for my daughter to be. Oh, we see each other. Well, my daughter was so traumatized for the 11 days that they had her that anytime my wife leaves the room, she goes crazy. You know, she freaks out. She gets scared to death. So basically, they've set up a little prison for me out here. They're just waiting. That's their idea. They think this guy is going to crack. This guy is going to do this. And it's simply not the case. The entire deal were the side effects from the Pegasus, which is the name of it, Pegasus, interesting name, right? And the amounts of stress they heaped on me when they stole the network and then they stole my baby. They figured, okay, we're going to get the kind of reaction we'd like so we could come other, after the rest of the Patriots. Well, I'm afraid to say this, right? They really don't need to come after us after this incident. If people that claim to be Patriots can take turn around and use the government as a weapon for nothing more than greed, then to me, there's no movement. There just can't be.
It's no longer a movement. It's in fact a cause. And some people.
I don't think it's even a cause. That people have seen the opportunity to make money off the movement, and anybody who's truly interested in freedom is an enemy of that, because eventually the system will break down if enough people wake up to the fact their constitution is being subverted. So they don't want it to end. They want things to keep going so they can make money, they can sell gold, they can sell silver, they can sell their name, who they are. You know, they're in it to make a buck. And if they're in it to make a buck, then they never, ever can actually do something, right? Because if they did, it would break down their mechanism to make a buck. And that's what this was all about. A good half of my network was telling the truth. And it's very unfortunate that one of the best truth tellers on my network was persuaded in this plot against me. And I'm pretty sad about that, because one of the calls came from Durango, Colorado. And that means either Eric Lovely or the person that put him on the property, Hollyhock, is one of the people that called DHS on me.
And I was very
saddened by that.
Hold on. I wanted to go back and talk about the Watchman Network. I mean, how big is it? How was it run? And how many years' work did you put into it?
We were up to about 2 million listeners a month, which is pretty good. And somewhere in the 50,000 range on Alexa, because it was a fairly, you know, the station was about a year old. I think next month it would have turned a year old. But at 2 million listeners a month, that's a very good dollars project, right? People look at that and you can sell. And so the idea was to either get me to take an extended break and then swipe the network, or something along the lines of setting me up. And that's kind of how it went down. Somebody raised their hand, Cope Reynolds, and so I'm the fourth guy Cope Reynolds has set up. He's admitted in an email that he did it, and then he lied to do it. And apparently North Powell is going to put that video out with that email in it, because they wanted to snatch the network, and they stand. And in reality, because of the side effects I was having, I probably should have took at least a month off. At least that month long to let my gastroenterologist stop the treatment like she did. And it took about 3 weeks to recover, and they were scared that I was just going to drop dead. Because, you know, a sudden heart attack or sudden stroke are the most common if you treat somebody in combination with the medications I was on. So 4 more weeks of treatment, I would have just keeled over dead.
You're pushing him over the edge.
There's well-documented evidence that the medical industry is a big, big killer in America. I think it's the third leading cause of death is through properly prescribed medication. It occurs to me, of course, that you're being attacked from all sides. You know, you've got CPS on the one side, you've got the cops haranguing you, you've even been tasered by a Walmart security, so I hear. It's just ashes and fire all around you, mate. You must feel like you're in a living hell.
As a matter of fact, I do, right? But one of the things I have is faith in God to do the right thing. At the beginning of this, I thought there was no hope at all. And then, bam, after a week, they had to release me. It's a medical condition release because they didn't want me to die in their jail, because they had talked to my doctor. Well, my doctor is making a statement about the side effects and things like that. So it looks like everything is going to be taken care of, because there are some people in this world that still have a conscience and know right from wrong. And I appreciate that. Unfortunately, it's difficult for me to want to again talk to people about what's going on when some of the very people who claim to be in charge are the most responsible for sending people
like me who are telling the truth to jail. In other words, our own movement eats itself. And as long as that happens, we are in big trouble. We're in huge trouble, not just here in America, but around the globe. If they can do the kind of thing they did to me from five states away, you know, we're talking several thousand miles away, these complaints were made from people that had never been to my home, never even really been to my state in their entire life. And to have the government decide from thousands of miles away to come and raid a house like they did to me, it's amazing to me. It is utterly astounding. So hopefully things get set right and set right soon. If they don't, well, you know how there is no real justice. So
I say, because you were kind of keeping it on the hush hush from everybody, Doc. I say that this is the reason why it needs to get out. Okay, so that people are at least can warn others that this could happen to them, because this type of stuff is nothing new to my knowledge. It happens to a lot of good patriots all over the place. They get set up by fellow members of the movement or by the cops or by the medical establishment. I know somebody who went to a mental institution for saying 9/11 was an inside job. And indeed, in the United States, you can now be institutionalized for saying that the Federal Reserve is private.
And we'll be finishing off that interview in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. It's the very first time that Doc has chosen to appear on radio since these things started happening to him. It's something that the New World Order does to you that forces you to retreat inwards, to become very ill, and to pursue solitude instead of help. And I see this happening to a lot of my friends. You know, they always get under the pinge of the New World Order. I had had a friend of mine getting put into a mental institution, and those people are the most rights-violating, dope-you-up-for-no-good-reason scum you will ever see. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we'll be right back after this very short break.
Here I sit, okay? I'm in a motel. I can't see my own daughter.
They're holding my family hostage. They're holding me hostage to the point to where I don't have any choice but to do what they tell me to do. And that's kind of the nature of how it works. And some folks would say, well, I just wouldn't do it. And, you know, if they had 8 years to live at maximum, and they had a little girl they'd like to see at least go to high school before they're gone, then my answer to them would be, you do exactly what they told you to do to get your daughter back.
Well, don't hold on a second here. I wouldn't say that you've probably got 8 years to live. I mean, I'm not a medical professional, but I do know that medical professionals kill a lot of people, especially with their diagnosis and their prescription medications, which they don't even know the side effects or combinations of side effects of, and wind up hurting a lot of people. This has happened to you. Now, I wanted to broach this subject because recently I've just made an episode of my television show, Mr. News, Swine and Needles, and the premise of it is you can cure an awful lot of very, very dangerous high-level viruses, whether it be cancer viruses or any other form. If it's a virus, doesn't matter. High dose intravenous vitamin C, HDIVC. It's been exposed in a recent case here in New Zealand where a guy was dying of swine flu. He basically was on an iron lung in a coma. They gave him an injection of this, 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C straight into the veins. And for the first time ever, they started to see air in his lungs instead of all this fluid. Then he started to get rapidly better. And then they go, oh, well, we'll just stop giving him the treatment. And then he got rapidly worse. It's the same story over and over again. Whenever any intravenous vitamin C is applied to a virus, you put it in a test tube, the virus gets wiped out. And I think that that's something that we really need to look in for you, Doc, as well, because what a lot of these doctors do is they give you a death sentence because they don't know that the other medically approved practices are available that can cure any kind of condition. And it's an approved medicine here in New Zealand, the same as it is in the United States, and it's available privately.
That's good to know. I had never heard of that before. And I have to tell folks, right, that the one thing they really need to do before they ever agree to do anything, because they're not going to tell you exactly what the medication does, is you have to pull out the FDA sheet. And when you read about what it says it will do to you, regardless of what they say the percentages are, because you're going to experience some or all of them to some extent or another. And that's the reason some of these inserts are pages long, or fold out, like the one from the Pegasus, interesting name again, folds out to where it's about 6 feet tall, just a little bit shorter than me when I fold it all the way out to the floor. When you read about Pegasus in combination with ribavirin, and you look at what it's going to do to you, and then you see these things, you don't see them, but people around you experience them. And then you see the drugs that multiply those side effects. And if you're on those as well, you're in big trouble because they don't want to admit that that's the cause because of civil liability. So even if you experience the problems that drugs say you're going to have, your doctors will attempt to deny it because of all of the tort claims in America. In other words, if you're out to make a buck, and most people are these days, your doctors are not going to support you simply because of the lawyer, sue, bling, bling, I'm going to make $1 million mentality. To get them to tell the truth, you've got to convince them that you're not out to sue them first. And I think that's the hardest part of everything, is convincing them that you just want justice, that you're not in it for monetary compensation, just to put your life back together. And that's the hardest part of everything, because everything that happened to me is listed on the side effect sheet. From top to bottom, front to back, everything that happened to me.
That's my advice for anybody taking any medication of any kind, is you look at the side effect sheet. In New Zealand, we don't even have them on our medications.
Yeah, that's crazy, because at least they give them to us here in America. They don't tell you about them, and most people just take what their doctor gives them. But you've got to read that sheet, because if something happens and it fits, then there, you know, you've got to push the issue, because when 4 out of 10 people that have my condition experience side effects that include, number one, 40% homicide or suicide or homicide ideation or aggressive tendency, loss of coordination, loss of vision to the point of having blurred or double vision, when those are certain to happen, 4 out of 10 people, and then they're multiplied by 5 times when in combination with other drugs that you're on, in which case I was on 2 of them on the list without them knowing, then the side effects include death. Almost 100%.
This is the problem, is we're not talking about side effects, we're just talking about the effects of these drugs, okay? As far as I'm concerned, these are the intended effects, because there are millions of people all across America, apparently there's something like a third of America are doped up or more or something, I have no idea, but it's a huge amount of people. Everybody's got their own psychiatrist, everybody's taking the latest Vicodin, latest this, that, and the other. It is just completely out of control, because all of these side effects are basically the only effects that you see on people. You don't see any of the stated positive effects at all. You only see the side effects.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how a drug could have FDA approval that actually causes 4 out of 10 people to attempt to kill themselves or attempt to kill someone else.
Well, that would be because the FDA approval board consists of a bunch of individuals who all have between 1 and 14 financial connections to the pharmaceutical industry. And essentially what's happened is Big Pharma industry has bought out FDA approval panels. So they approve everything. There's supposed to be 3 stages of drug approval, and the third one being human testing. And at the moment, they don't do human testing. They do it on the public.
That's correct. And it makes you then have to look at some of these incidents that have happened. Makes you want to look back and see if they were on this drug or that drug, how that was set up. Because I got to tell you, it was a real chore with me and my wife to get my doctor to do the right thing. I called her 2 or 3 times because I have to tell you, a lot of what happened to me, memory loss and small brain hemorrhage is part of the side effects. And so you have what are called microstrokes that affect your memory. And there's about 2 weeks of time where I only see in flashes. I remember being tasered. I remember being kicked. Everybody saw the picture of me with my eyes beaten and swollen shut and my whole face kind of peeled off. Now, that was kind of all over the internet. And that's from getting beaten 3 times in 4 nights by the police here because of Cope Reynolds at Southwest Shooting Authority and because of the call from Durango, which would have to be either Eric Lovely or Dan Howley. One of those two had to have called, because the number belongs to them. A lot of people don't understand when something happens and the law is involved, you get what's called discovery given to you by your attorney. So I've got the entire discovery. I know who called. I know what time they called. I know exactly every single word they used. And I have to tell you, I'm very surprised by the people that call. A lot of people know Sweet Tina, too, on the internet. She's one of them. She called from Texas. And, that would be Tina Sullivan. And, of course, Eric Lovely or Dan Howley, one of those two called from Durango. And it was all put together by Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority, who claims to be some kind of patriot. Turns out I'm the 4th guy he's attempted to put in jail, and he's been successful 2 out of those 4 times. So, and I spent a week in jail because of him before they released me. I have pending charges. And I really can't discuss too much the circumstances around that, other than they were gun parts, not whole guns, and they're attempting to manufacture a case against me. So I can say that much, but my attorney's pretty confident that they can't. But that was the intent, right? They wanted to have their footage of their Waco footage to put on the internet to demonize the movement. They just couldn't get that out of me. It didn't work that way. One of the things, the fact is I'm kind of a law and order kind of guy. I don't see anarchy as an answer. My answer was to flee, simply because I had no support. It was just me. So we were going to flee. And in the process of attempting to do so, to put the funds together to do so, everything came apart. So that's kind of how it went for me, simply because I knew there was no support from the Patriot Movement. I knew that there's a lot of people that say there will be no more free Wacos and this or that, but in reality, that's not true. They're not going to come to your support. They're not even going to bother to find out the truth. They're just going to believe whatever common thing is posted. And that's what's happened to me. As for right now, I've got to work within the system to get my ability to be with my family back because they have us separated. That's really the agenda right now. Because there's no support from the Patriot movement, because there really is no movement, I have to work within the system, a corrupt system that stole my child to get their way. And that's really sad, but that's the way it is.
Well, I think in these kind of times, you really need to reach out, Doc. And I think what's happened is that you've had your hand bitten and then you've retreated inwards. And now you're just kind of rotting all alone and under threat, man.
Well, it's kind of that way, right? I'm kind of stuck. There's not much I can do about it. You know, the people that have attacked me, they did it. They had about a month to plan it, put it together. And it was people I never expected to do it. So I guess my best advice to anyone out there that's part of any group is you need to look at the people that are around you. Look at the kind of things they do and realize that if they do it now, they will do it when everything goes bad. They will be the guys hunting you down. They will be the guys setting you up and turning you into the government to get what they want because they're already doing it now. And if you think they're going to change all of a sudden later, you know, people like Cope Reynolds, if you think he's going to suddenly be a patriot after turning so many people into the authorities, then you lost your mind. You've simply lost your mind because if they're turning you in now, they will turn you in forever for profit.
I think that's absolutely
that's the way it is, man.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just a terrible situation, the whole thing. When you walk into a doctor, these are the kind of things that you need to know before the doctor even opens their mouth. or at least in my experience, being as cynical as you possibly can won't go too far amiss either.
You know, the local papers and local networks kind of wanted to run this story, right? And I've kind of backed away from them, too. They're the only people I've talked to.
Yeah, I think you should push it out in every single conceivable direction, man. I'm saying, you know, an attack on one is an attack on all of us. And if somebody thinks that they're just going to, you know, come in and pull dirty crap like that without a fight back, without recompense, without retaliation, without any form of justice, you know, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, right now, justice seems to be far away, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's because it's being taken from you systematically from every direction, mate. I understand.
And let me tell you, between me and my wife, right, it isn't like I have to live in this motel separated from them. So they're harming my child financially. They're harming us. You know, we don't have any way to reach out to people because they've set it up to the point where every last cent we have is spent on just surviving, on just having basic necessities, you know, and those are running short. At $200 a week in a motel, which... You know, that's gonna tax anybody that doesn't have any secondary form of income like me or my wife. And so we're at the barest of necessities. We can't reach out to the papers or whatever. And the local papers, I don't feel will run a straight story. I feel like they'll come talk to me. They'll run bits and pieces of what I said and frame it up for me to look like Timothy McVeigh. And that's just not the way it is. You know, there's rumors out there there was some big standoff and things like that. That didn't happen. The fact of the matter is that somebody sent me the money to move. And when they came, you know, we started throwing things together to get the heck out of there. Well, being a man of my word, I was dropping him off what belonged to him. And there's only one way you can do that with these certain parts. And they must go through a dealer. They were taken apart by a gunsmith. And they were, you know, half of the things were already in Indiana. There's a very good chance that the charges against me are going away simply because what they got were just some parts. I can't really go into it more than that, but the fact of the matter is that was the setup. That's the big setup. That was what they did.
The way it's going to be.
Just trying to leave. I guess because I was the very first person that broke Fast and Furious in the news media. I was the guy. And if you notice, Fast and Furious is front page news these days on C-SPAN, on ABC, CBS, CNN. And so to have covered that for 2 months before it happened, and my feeling is the people involved in that have a heavy hand in what's going on with me. In other words, if you're going to get us, we're going to get you kind of mentality. And the lack of support from the Patriot movement is the reason they knew they could do that, because people like me talk about what's really going on that turns into real news where real folks in high places could get in trouble. They're going to come after you. And you have to know that. You have to be ready for that. And we thought we were, but obviously we were not. So when they came for me, because somebody's going to pay for Fast and Furious or Gunwalker or whatever you want to call it, somebody's going to pay for that. And when you break that story and make it front page news like I did, then they're going to come after you, especially if they know you don't have the resources to resist them. So that's what they did. That's my feeling on this whole thing. And they don't play fair. They're not going to get you on reality. They're going to create something. They're going to use someone that they've actually put in your midst, like Colt Reynolds, who sets people up all the time.
I'm sorry, but you sound like the personification of Saddam Hussein and Iraq. It's something completely made up and completely had people coming in from all directions just taking you out.
That's kind of how it went, man. They really thought they could make some money off it. And, you know, I've refused to turn over the network, and so now they're doing their own thing. Still demonizing me when the facts prove that everything they said was a lie.
What's happening with the network now? What's it doing? Is it just shut down?
Kind of on hold, right? I mean, I was the Watchman.fm. And until I make it through these troubles right here, I can't really turn it back on. There's no way I can do the show. There's no way that we can turn it back on. They've gone and attempted to steal the sponsors and everything else and move it over to their network unsuccessfully. They've gone after my guests. My guests won't appear on their show. So people know what's going on. And to me, it's important to understand. It's important to understand that if people have an agenda, they're around you, and they attempt to be about freedom of speech but stifle some of it, then you're not around the right people. Because if those people ever got in charge, there would be no First Amendment. There would be some set of rules like the government is attempting right now to put in place to stifle your freedom to talk about certain things. Whatever those things may be, whatever your view might be on the Middle East, which happens to be what the problem was at the Watchman. They didn't like my web guy's view on Middle East peace. Basically, took the Zionist view. To me, I've always been in the middle of that, right? I've always been for the right of Israel for self-determination. But on the other hand, not at the expense of slaughter or a caste-type society. And not at the expense of the American Constitution. When it was written, there was no Israel. And to me, to have them have an undue effect on our economy, along with any other ideology, you know, I want to include them all, from communism all the way down. I'm against it. I'm a constitutionalist. I want the constitution to be the supreme law of the land, which grants everyone equal rights. So, on the other hand, you know, we have these folks who want to support Mideast policy that includes subjugating people or mowing down their homes with bulldozers or things like that that are not compatible with constitutional right, you know, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for everyone. So to me, no matter what ideology, from Muslim ideology to Zionist ideology to communist, whatever, doesn't apply in America. We have a constitution. And that's the ideology that applies. And when I said that to John and Cope and the rest of the folks when they were angry at my web guy that built the entire site practically for free, put in like 14 hours a day, they got angry and decided to come after me, which tells me they have an agenda. Or people are paying them for their agenda, or they hope to be paid for their agenda. And that's not freedom. That's not constitutional. That's nothing more than greed and helping the destruction of America. And so that's, you know, you have to look very closely at what people believe, what their real agenda is. You know, they may tell you they're for freedom, but the moment you say freedom is constitutional and other nations' ideologies and religions and whatnot have no basis here in America, you'll find out who they really are. And it's a sad thing, but it's a fact. And those folks will come after you if you don't agree with them.
Well, you know, I think that we kind of have to pull together on this, Doc, and give you as much exposure as possible. And I don't know if you'd be open to it, but I think maybe even Danny Romero and American Freedom Radio might be able to help you to at least broadcasting something on through the Watchmen or something. I don't know. But, you know, there's the ability there to broadcast out to heaps of people with such great content that the Watchmen has. I mean, reruns and everything would be simple enough or anything. I don't know. But I just see the whole thing as just basically a big freaking tragedy, and I just want to help in any way I can. And initially just try to get the word out there that this has gone on, and hopefully some bring some help your way.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I got to tell you, as things progress, I'll definitely have more to say, and I'm not sure if reruns even exist. There were people that had access to archives and things like that. I'd have to get with my web guy and find out, but I think that would be absolutely fantastic as this goes on. And, you know, I got to tell you, Vinny, it gets rough. You find out who your friends are when things come down and who they aren't. And sometimes you get very surprised by who your friends are and aren't. I mean, when it came to Eric and, you know, Eric Lovely, I spent 2 years building him up. He was my first interview I ever did. So to find out that his phone number was one of the numbers that called and did this was probably the deepest wound that I had, because I spent over 2 years with him across three different networks, and he knew me. He knew who I was, he knew what I was about, and you'd think that he would have called me and said, hey, you know, I'm concerned. And that would have gave me some indication that the side effects were happening, because the person having them doesn't know. And I'd have been able to say something and at least stop it sooner. I mean, I came very close to death before my doctor panicked and stopped it. You know, she panicked, she freaked out, she stopped the treatment. And for 3 weeks, I could have died at any moment. I mean, just boom, drop dead. Heart attack or stroke. And, you know, they didn't want to have me. It's funny. Nobody wanted me in their facility when that was going on. Not the police, not the sheriff, not the jail, not the doctor. Nobody wanted me in their custody if that happened. So, you know, they put me out here. And by the grace of God, I seem to have pulled through it. I don't know. There's still 3 more weeks where something could happen. I spent one night in the emergency room with some serious chest pain. I've had a massive heart muscle degradation from it and liver inflammation. And so it's a scary prospect. Anything could happen over these next 3 weeks.
I think you really need to be eating a lot of raw fruits and vegetables, man.
Those are expensive, man.
Oh,
and that's it. I'm in a motel, right? Until they say I can be with my family again. They're holding my family hostage. You have to understand that. They're holding my family hostage. And my little baby, my 2-year-old, she's what's important. So she gets the fruits and vegetables. She gets the fresh milk. She gets her, you know, everything paid so that she has a roof over her head. And I live off whatever's left, because that's what a father does. They look out for their family. And I can't afford fruits and vegetables or things like that and still make sure that my baby has the quality of life that's necessary for her to have a decent life. So, you know, they're willing to traumatize my baby, who cries for me every single night, in order to get their way. And there's no father out there that's not going to do the same thing I'm doing. There just isn't. They're not going to sacrifice their kid for people that aren't even willing to back them up. And, you know, if out-of-state complaints, if I can call Florida and say your kids are in danger and Florida will come and swipe your children, there is no safety in America for free speech. There's not. And that's the scariest thing people have to understand, is that they will take your children from you. They will. for no other reason for but people making up claims. And even when you prove those claims false, they're not going to give your children back. They're going to give them back with conditions so they can watch you, so they can be in your life, so they can come and snatch your child at any time. And that's what's happening with me. And there's not much I can do about it without any kind of support. There really isn't.
Yeah, well, I've got quite a Rolodex, so you know I'm gonna be flicking through and seeing what kind of support we can bring you over there. Also, it's my 1 year anniversary show. The Vinny Eastwood Show has made it through its very first year alive. Thank goodness. I'm gonna put that into a YouTube video format as well. And I presume you've got a email address. That's the minimum that I can do. The other side of it is other people, for example, we can get you in contact with people who can give you some intravenous vitamin C so they can clear your health up. And that's very cheap. It's only like $10 a bottle kind of thing.
Awesome.
So that'll solve that problem. There's also the issue of the Watchman Network, and I think that it should, well, I don't know, maybe even just be used to broadcast American Freedom Radio in the meantime and bring you in some advertising revenue or something so that can help finance what's going on here.
Yeah, that would be great.
And